počúvaj iba te.
He wasn't too happy with me. Apparently, every bus is different. Some of the doors you have to push on when you get off. And, well, that one, he didn't. So I ended up busting the door. I had to get out and give it a good kick to turn off the alarms and let me out, which is pretty funny. But, anyways, I got a real bad, dirty look from a bus driver who's about to go on strike. So, you know what? I don't much care. They can go on strike if he wants. And I don't know what him going on strike has to do with me kicking in his doorway, but so the game plan here now is to stop at the IGA and get some dinner. Don't know what that'll be, but that's where I'm heading into right now. It's a quick, short block from the bus stop to IGA. And as usual, pedestrian rules apply. I will not be overtly seen talking to myself, so the gaps in the conversation are strictly to let people walk by. I don't care if they hear me from behind, because then I can't see their strange looks. But walking along Dundas Street right now, heading westbound from Runnymede towards Jane. And Disdain you hear in my voice is reserved for the bad produce you get in Canada this time of the year. So any little ugh so you hear from me is directed at a head of lettuce or something. This is the only store I've ever seen that actually sells pig's feet in its meat section. Some chicken. Not picking up too much tonight. I'll be back here tomorrow, running some people over. It's Amanda's father's birthday celebration, and we'll be doubling that up with her grandmother's birthday, so I'll be making some Spanish food. And by request, playing reels all afternoon, so. I think that'll do it. It looks like we're having an Asian salad. got some spinach noodles at home that I'll use to round out the dish. Probably use some hoisin sauce to top that. Bird's nest up the cabbage and snap peas. Keep that cold. Maybe toss in some sesame oil and rice vinegar. And quick fry the chicken. Okay, I'm risking my life here. That wasn't too bad. Should be doing it. Instead of walking by my gym, I was actually going in, but I don't have my gear with me. I don't typically bring it out to work, so I lose the opportunity to sneak in after me. Problem with the gym is that it's change rooms aren't the most hygienic. They probably are fine, but a little bit old, so the lockers are pretty rusty and stuff. I prefer to get in, get out, and shower up at home and stuff like that. So I usually carry the big bag of stuff around, change of clothes and stuff like that. So it would be much nicer if they actually had permanent lockers, but they don't, so now off of Dundas, heading back down Windermere, which is where Casa Disco is. I can speak myself a little bit more freely now, even though that lady behind me probably thinks I'm nuts, but that's fine, she's behind me. There was something I wanted to talk about. So the interview went fairly well on Monday. Funny story, actually. We, as you may have known, have been doing plumbing work out on Casa Disco. And that meant, so far, replacing... Well, the way it works is you need to work on the stuff that's on your side of the property line, and you're supposed to depend on the city to work on the stuff that's on their side of the property line. That creates sort of a responsibility issue. So I opted for fully replacing everything on our side of the property line, including the water and the sewers. The problem with the water is that trees had grown into the piping and basically choke the water supply out to essentially nothing. So we got the plumber in to take a look at that and figure out the problem there. It was supposed to be a $3,000 thing that when they were there, it was a $3,000 thing obviously, but then they took a look at our sewage. It was in the same spot. Fortunately, sewage repair is appears to be more pricey than water supply repair. So over the course of a week in solving our water supply problem, they not only solved the water supply problem, just solved the sewer problem. And that was it was about 2 weeks of work. We replaced something like 74 linear feet of sewage piping with brand new, it was all vitrified clay, it was full of tree roots and stuff, with new PVC. And the water supply was actually this wonderful lead pipe that they replaced with new shiny piping, some metal of some sort. But the problem was, when all was said and done, we'd spent, I think at that point, about $12,000 having all of the inbound and outbound replaced. The water supply was still no better. We didn't have any water pressure in the house. And certainly, our waste removal systems were working at peak efficiency at that point, but there wasn't much waste to speak of because there was no water coming into the house, so that was a bit of a letdown for us. So the next step then was to convince the city that they would have to work on their side of the water supply equation. Of course, that means getting the inspectors involved and filling out all sorts of paperwork, and actually, oddly enough, paying lots of money. Apparently the taxes that we pay aren't quite sufficient to cover the cost of repairing these sorts of things. Well, it is actually sufficient to cover the cost of repair, but only if you're willing to go on a waiting list. And the waiting list is 18 to 24 months in length. Suffice to say, that didn't really... The prospect of being without water... Well, we had some water, but being without water for most cases for 18 to 24 months was just simply not the greatest. We opted to pay, which put us on the accelerated plan. And the way that works is that they'll actually show up within 4 or 6 weeks after you pay, do the work. So this puts you ahead of the waiting list. And then when your name comes up on the waiting list, you get your money back. Which sort of works out okay for us, I suppose. You know, it takes $3,200 of money out of our cash flow for however long it takes for us to get to the top of the waiting list, but more terribly, it bumped back anybody on that list that isn't able to pay. So an 18-month waiting list is now, well, based on the length of time they were at our place, 18 months and 3 days long. So there's some poor widower that is going to be without water for the next little while. So if you have a, if you're in Toronto and you have a stinky old lady living in your neighborhood, that's probably because we got our water fixed. And my apologies go out to her. I'm killing off, got the sniffles. But anyways, on the, we'd had our inspector arranged or scheduled to show up on Monday morning, this past Monday, at 10:30, which coincided with Mark from Global showing up to do the podcasting interview. And so the irony there was that they actually managed to switch their arrival time. So Mark was supposed to be there at 10. He got there at 10:30, and the city inspector was just leaving as they were pulling up. And what, 15 minutes into the interview, I hear this jackhammering outside. And Amanda comes in. We were in the back room upstairs in the studio, as it is. And informed me that the water repair crew just happened to be in the neighborhood, despite the inspector having just left and told us, or having just left and told us that it would be another 4 or 6 weeks before our water would be repaired. So I don't know if it was the TV crew that scared up the action or not, but... it was. Thank you, Mark, for coming out and getting our water working again. So the work was done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They still haven't cleaned up the yard, so it's a mess. Sidewalks are all dug up and everything. If you check the weblog, I'll try and upload some pictures to go along with this this podcast. But so I think the net moral of this story is that if you're a podcaster and you can manage to get yourself on TV, you never ever have to worry about getting work done by city guys.
Are you lying when you talk to yourself? Do you see someone else? Are there inside, and the look in your eyes.
Oh. That's your face.
Go back.
We're actually after sports, I don't think.
Because we've got some David Bond with
back,
back, prepared
back,
and down.
Back. Here's your toy.
Absolutely. Grab your iPod, folks, and get your FireWire ready. But first, let's get right into the tunes. We've got some David Bond with Rockstar.
Prepare to download. We'll show you a new trend in online audio. That and Michael's forecast for the March break coming up. Number one.
Yeah, I go through the commercial.
Justin, why did you miss your intro? Big intro.
That was a good intro. They should have played my theme music, though.
Yeah, they should have. They didn't play any of it.
Modern Times, one that lets you listen to what?
Okay, here we go.
Muscle pain.
Well, you could say it's a new medium for modern times, one that lets you listen to what you want, when you want. But podcasting technology is also letting a GTA man spread his message online right into your ears. Nathan Downer explains.
Remember when we told you never to look behind the curtain? Well, you should have listened.
Ross Rader wants the world to know that he has something to say. So with the help of some new technology and the internet, he's speaking out and being heard.
I got some feedback on what I was doing. It's like, this is interesting, or did you think about doing this? Or, and I realized, wait a second, I'm not the only person listening to this. There's an audience of at least one other person now.
Ross is a podcaster, and in fact, he has an audience of thousands. Every week at home on his computer, Ross records an audio show, then posts it on his website for others to download into their mobile devices.
Global TV is here, and we're
anyone with an iPod or MP3 player has access and can listen at their convenience. All it takes is some software developed just last year and an interest in what a guy like Ross may have to offer.
I've got a fairly successful weblog. So that hits probably about 10,000 people a day visit my weblog. So that really helped. I've got a built-in audience there.
There are plenty of people just like Ross on the web. Sites like Podcast Alley list hundreds of amateur programs providing their listeners with everything from music to movie reviews.
And I just cannot get this film out of my head.
So hey, Michael
Gohagan. With the sale of almost 5 million iPods in the last few months alone, it's no wonder users are looking for more content. But it's also a chance for the consumer to take control and produce the programming themselves.
Mass media used to be media for the masses. Mass media today is media by the masses.
Mark Fetterman?
Mark Fetterman says podcasting is simply part of an evolution. Technology now allows us all to have a voice, and many are starting to take advantage.
What we're seeing is a person's presence extending everywhere throughout the world, wherever they can be connected.
Your own printing press in your bedroom kind of thing, or your own broadcast station in your bedroom is just real intriguing stuff.
Intriguing for some, but for radio professionals, podcasting isn't something they're taking seriously just yet.
Oh, come on.
You may be a podcaster broadcasting to an audience of three. That's not broadcasting. That's as narrow casting as you can possibly get.
And what about the future? Will radio be impacted?
Radio, being as resilient as it is, will find ways to co-opt the current technology. We managed to do it with television and movies. We'll find a way to do it with the internet.
Tech experts predict the audience and content providers for podcasts will increase. In the meantime, Ross Rader continues to provide his insight from his home via his microphone and computer.
Coming up, we've got some tracks from...
Yeah, I went into this knowing that nobody was listening to my show, and I did it anyways.
Covers. And now he's as astounded as everyone else that his voice can be heard around the world. This is Global's Nathan Downer.
Astounded.
From a podcaster to a forecaster. Meteorologist Michael Kuss will have your weekend weather forecast.
Fun.
And Jim Taddy has an NHL update.
How come you got this?
Poor Alan Cross.
Who's he?
Well, at least he understands that podcasting isn't broadcasting. Oh, there's some articles in there that I wanted to read. So, anyways, I'm going to shut off this podcast and make some dinner. So, I'll give you guys some more feedback on the interview later, but not now. So, good night.
Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong.
television, say you love me. Television, say you care. Loneliness is my profession. Show me those who are not there. Television, murmur to me. Deep inside my room tonight, you're the devil's fishbowl, honey. I undress before your light, your light. Your light. Television, open to me. My remote is in my hand. I condemn you to a red light. Honey, try to understand. I'm there. Bong a bing, bong, bing, bong. Bing a bong a bing, bong, bing, bong. Television, I'm so sorry. If I turned you off back there, I'm so small in your dimension. My kid will look like you, I swear. I swear. Bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong. See.
The Random Bites Radio Podcast is brought to you courtesy of Two Gals, Blogware, and the fine folks at True North Studios, deep in the heart of Casa Disco. Thanks for subscribing.